Scott Gillespie. He is with the Gillespie Company, LLC in Lansing. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Tell me what your company does.
Real estate development and construction and property management.
Well, recently, you know, your company was given the go-ahead for your plans to transform the former Citgo gas station on East Michigan Avenue. Talk about this retail and residential property project that you have.
I'm very excited about it. It's the removal of a gas station that has had some contamination and some gas leaks over the years. So we will completely remove that, remediate the property, and build a new three-story building, about 14,500 square feet. We'll have about 3,000 square feet of commercial space on the first floor and 13 residential apartments.
Now, this is a brownfield plan, so tell me about what the city is going to do for you to help you get this project going.
Well, the city has passed Monday night. I received unanimous approval from City Council on a brownfield plan. What's different about this brownfield plan is the Brownfield Authority has agreed to assist in the cleanup activities that go on the site. In order to develop on the site, we have to get rid of the contamination or contain it in some way, shape, or form to make sure that we don't have any additional harm down the road. So. The Brownfield Authority has been very gracious and very supportive in helping to redevelop this site and start the redevelopment of the east side of Michigan Avenue.
Will you be given any tax incentives for this project?
I'm applying for, I've been asked to apply for the Michigan Business Tax Credit, and it will be one of the last MBT credits that the state allows.
When do you hope to break ground?
I hope to break ground within the next 60 to 90 days.
And when do you hope to have the project completed?
The first quarter of 2012.
You know, that's an interesting piece of property because that's the gateway to the downtown and also to the state capitol. A lot of traffic goes by that area.
It certainly does.
Tell me why you were so intrigued. What made you think, yeah, I got to be there?
Well, I own the property next door. And the property that I currently own houses Michigan State University as a tenant. And I surround the little gas station. I've looked at the gas station since I owned the neighboring property and had a difficult time purchasing it from the previous owner. And finally was able to get a deal done through the land bank because they took it back for non-payment of taxes. And you know, I just have quite an affinity for the east side of Lansing. The neighborhoods are strong. I grew up there, and so it feels like going home. And, you know, it's ripe with opportunity. It's vibrant with activity. And I'm just thrilled to play a small part in the growth and redevelopment of the area.
Have you hired your contractors and subcontractors yet?
Not yet. I'm pushing my architects to get some final plans, and hopefully I have them today or tomorrow, and I can go out for bid in the next week.
And then you're going to hear the challenges from the unions. Do you plan to use union workers?
You know, I'm asking anybody that is qualified and willing to bid on the project to bid. I don't have a problem using union contractors or non-union contractors, as long as they're qualified to do the work and willing to do the work. Then I'm all for it.
Do you find that a challenge for you? Because as you know, the asking price for those workers is a big difference from other contractors. Do you find yourself having to make sure you have a mix to keep the union workers happy, or how do you handle that?
You know, I've had a few meetings up to this point with some of the union leadership, and I've been very straightforward and just said, if your contractors are willing to work and willing to compete in the free market, then I'm willing to use them, and if they can come in with a good competitive number, and I don't always use the lowest number, then I'm willing to use them. I have no issue using a contractor that's union or non-union.
Well, it's cool, Scott's seeing new development in Lansing and in that part of the area. And thanks so much for spending some time and giving us the info.
Thanks for having me this morning.